Hey everybody, welcome back to part two of tonight's episode 26. It's Good Life Babe, Jeff and Joel's Tales from New Orleans.
All right, folks, we're back. It's a goodlifebabe.com, Jeff and Joel's Tales from New Orleans. We got Derek Freeman, also known as Derek Smoker, also known as Smoker, with us right now. And if you didn't tune into the last episode, which would be weird because it's episode two of the same thing, whatever. But, you know, we're going to talk about the Bonnaroo continuing stories.
A little bit more. We just broke our goal.
We only got about 15 minutes to go before Derek's got to get out of here. And right. Yeah, we broke our golden rule because we're just talking shit.
We got enough people in trouble from our Bonnaroo stories.
But then, like, as soon as we stopped recording in part one, we started telling more funny stories.
Tell a Frenchie story. Come on.
Yeah, tell a Frenchie story. Derek was just saying, you know, we're talking about how crazy Bonnaroo was in the early days. And he's like, Frenchie didn't make it past the Thursday of the first year.
Yeah, he got sent home.
And I was responsible. I was somewhat responsible. But he showed up. He was on some sort of tour, and he showed up so ridiculously out of control and being such an asshole to all staff.
He was destroying his own paintings, his $1,000 paintings.
I radioed Rick Farman, Skinny Rick, and I was like, dude, can we just deny his credentials? You know, and like, I got the yes. And I guess that
you got a yes.
I got a yes. Like, holy shit. He's being an asshole to everybody, tell him to go home.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, well.
Frenchie had no recollection of this, by the way.
Oh, he clearly was blacked out. I mean, no question.
Let's move past it.
I know, exactly.
I don't know why we got to disparage. Because we were breaking our rule. We thought that we needed to come back, and we thought it was good content.
But when you come back to it, it never works the way it did.
You lose the vibe.
You lose the vibe.
Let's kill the bottom we're talking about.
All right. We're not going to talk about that anymore. All right. Just to blow smoke up your ass a little bit, I gotta say, you got one of the best shows on OZ.
Oh, I appreciate it.
It's great. Yeah. And you took over the show a year and a half ago or something like
not
that?
Not even.
Maybe?
Not even. October.
In October.
Yeah.
Right. And I was listening when on the very first episode, and since then, I've been like, this is great. And I appreciate what you're doing on the show because it's the breadth of content that you bring to the show is wide.
Yeah.
And sometimes, let's be frank, WWOZ in some of the shows can get a little bit narrow. It can get a little narrow.
I'm glad you said that. I appreciate it, by the way. But also, the thing about it, it's a New Orleans music show. And when I asked them about the parameters, that's what they sent me in all caps. New Orleans music show. I'm like, cool. And so, I mean, you know.
So that's like, why. That's wide, not narrow.
Yeah. So I've never strayed from what the show is like. And people complain. People at OZ, not necessarily any of the bosses, but other DJs. You know, like, oh, there's so much rap and blah blah blah. You know.
So what?
I'm like,
How is that not part of the fabric?
Well, my response is, again, it's the New Orleans music show. It's not the New Orleans music you like show, the New Orleans music for old white people show, or the New Orleans music for young black people show, or the New Orleans music for women show, or the New Orleans music for transsexual show. It's the New Orleans freaking music show. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it's,
you know what I mean? And it's weird because, like, when I was a sub at OZ, I used to do a lot of the late night shows, and I did a lot of jazz shows, and I did a lot of late night shows, which is like awesome. You just play what the fuck ever, you know. But like, I was sort of apprehensive about taking the show. One, because it was George Amar's show, and I like totally like admired the dude, and you know what I mean. I'm like, I don't know, because people think I'm not trying to replicate what he did, and you know, because I always loved George's show. But and also, I was like, New Orleans music. I just felt like I was being limited. You know what I'm saying? So I've learned so much just being like, I will never run out of music for this show. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can play however many songs I play in 3 hours, you know, 30 songs. I can play a different 30 songs every Wednesday until I die.
Right.
It's so rich.
Yeah. It's so rich, man. It's like incredible.
Do you guys record your shows and archive them and all that?
Yeah, they archive them online for 2 weeks.
I gotcha. Just 2 weeks.
Yeah, I tape the ones. Like, if I know Ormer Thomas is going to show up, I'll tape that.
Sure.
You know.
And keep
it. Yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't, you know, I listen to all of them.
Yeah.
You know,
I just wonder, because it's such a great history of, I mean, yeah. I don't know, it's not an oral history, it's a musical
but history. But the history is not the thing that's lost. It's the, you know what I'm saying, people, I mean, there's people under the age of 40 that make music in this town, too. Like, some
right.
people get,
that's
like,
right.
there's people under the age of 50. I mean, whatever age it is, like, people get caught up in it a lot.
Sure.
Like, for example, like, I heard some DJ, like, he played fucking Sissy Strut, then the next song he played was Hurricane Season from Trombone Shorty.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I love both of those songs, but come on.
Yeah.
Can we try to fucking...
Do a little bit.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah. Sure, I could play Professor Longhair for an hour. Nobody would complain.
Exactly.
But...
Yeah.
Well, on the flip side of that, right. I was listening to it the other day, and then you had a song by Drew Mees on the keys, which I've never heard of.
Right.
The Cast Iron Skillet song, right. which I was like, that's...
Oh, that's right. You blew us up on text.
It's funny, and it's local, and it's so obviously local.
Right.
And a lot of times in the past, a lot of DJs would have overlooked that the kind of productions that are happening by people who are doing things locally like that. And I appreciate the fact that you do that, man, because that's like that's great, man. It keeps it fresh, it keeps it current, and that's fantastic.
I came up in the heyday of OZ too, like
that's
you know
right,
what I'm saying.
Right.
Your Henri Smiths, your Ready Teddies, your
John Cato Sinclair, had a show. Cato,
like I have my own theme song too.
Yeah,
like we wrote and recorded a theme song.
That's right.
I play it like you know what I mean.
I love
I'm like,
that.
No, because I'm like this. I mean, if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it like for real. Oh, it's like we're gonna do a real fucking show. It's not gonna be about you know
exactly.
what I mean.
Exactly.
And I don't say shit. Like they get mad at me. They're like, dude,
you don't talk.
Like they're like, yeah, you could do the call letters more. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll just hit Jeffrey Dude. Like Jeffrey is like, you know, hey, you listen to 90.7. I mean, there's like they have 1,000 musicians. So I'm like, I don't have to say shit. I just
people
hit George Porter. George Porter, like, hey, it's George Porter.
To.
Right. So I like try, because my thing is like, I'm trying to squeeze as many songs as I can.
Exactly.
I mean, the interview thing gets weird and I try to keep it down, but if you can't, I mean, a lot of it's out of your control.
Well, a lot of times.
But I try to be real, I try to guide the interviews and make them as concise as possible.
I mean, I've always, I'll just say from my perspective, I've always enjoyed the fact that visiting artists could come into OZ, not just...
No, it's a great thing.
And I have a limited experience with it, but like when I sent Dave Holland to OZ back in the day, when I previously worked at the Contemporary Arts Center, and then the other day sent Kid Koala over there from the Gorillaz, it's not just so much that it's interesting for New Orleanians, but it's the artists are impacted by our community.
Yeah.
You know, and then I see that kind of come out. I mean, Kid Koala is a perfect example. His music is impacted by New Orleans music and culture. And from the Press Hall, for you know.
Yeah.
But I try to get him to go out to Second Line.
Yeah, and Wyclef Jean's people were like, can Wyclef come on OZ and talk? I'm like, what kind of stupid ass question is that? I'm like, where the fuck you want? Like, he's...
Exactly.
I'm like, he wants to do it? Like, fucking exactly. right. Like, yes.
Exactly.
What are y'all talking about? You know what I mean? Like, and it's weird because, I mean, because people, they hold up OZ to, like, such an irreverent, like, they think it's, like, some holy grail, which it is in a way, but it's also, like, bring your mom and them. Like, come hang out.
Yeah,
whatever.
Right. Yeah,
right. It's kind of, like, yeah.
That's why I love Miss Irma. Like, Miss Irma just show up whenever the fuck she wants.
Yeah.
And then, like, and they all get nervous. They're like, ooh, can Irma sing? Because I'm like, dude, when Irma comes, it's her show.
You can do whatever the fuck
she wants. I'm not fucking, yeah. I'm just like.
Exactly.
Do your thing. Right.
Yeah, like, okay. Like, great.
Yeah, there's not going to be any call letters tonight. It's just Irma.
Right. She can talk the whole time. She can sing. She can play, she can tell me what to play. Whatever.
Exactly.
I'm not in. So when she walks in the studio, I'm like, my queen, what do you need?
That's right.
You know, that's what I love about OZ too. It's just like, you know,
you have that programming latitude. Dude.
Yeah, John Goodman walking in, but like, I just want to give you all $1,000. Like, thanks, John Goodman.
And I'm like, you're looking good. You lost weight.
Appreciate that. You know what I mean? Like, I love OZ, man. It's like amazing. You know, but yeah. Killer. But like I said, I think about that. You know, when I'm playing the music, I'm like,
yeah.
You know, I want to like have a personality on the radio. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I love that you have the theme song. Like, no, nobody really.
We solely said it as a fucking joke, too.
That's
like,
great.
Like, Rob.
It's a real radio show.
I keep bringing up Rob Mercurio. Obviously, he's a good friend of mine. Rob Mercurio and my friend Steve Kelly from the band Gravy were on. Rob and Ben produced Gravy's record. So I guess it was when the record first came out, they were on my show, you know, talking about the record. And they were saying what you were saying, like, man, we love your show, blah, blah. You're doing it like the old OZ. I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. He's like, man, you know, like you should have a theme song. And we're like, oh, yeah, it's funny. You know, no, so we laughed just like you laughed. And it's like, so then I finished the show, and then, like, I get home, and I'm like, you know, you get home, you sit down, you think about the show, and I'm like,
I should.
I'm like, what was funny? You know, like, what was funny today? I'm like, the theme song. I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. We're going to do that. And so, like, still theme song. It's just like, and the guy's like, Steve played on it, Rob played on it, and Ben Elman played on it, and Corey Henry, Erica Falls sang it. And then the best part about the whole thing is Charlie Tuna does the drop at Danny. He's like, WWOZ, 9.7 FM. I'm like, yes, you know what I mean? Like, fucking Charlie on shit. So it's like, so I play it every other time. And and the other, like, the DJs, I'm not going to see people, but, like, they are so not happy with me. With
how come?
That. You know, because they're like,
self-aggrandizing.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. I mean,
But that's radio.
I'm like, I only play.
Why shouldn't you?
Right. Like, I'm like, I only play it twice a show. I mean, it's not like I'm playing it every 5 minutes, and I'm not like dropping it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you're a DJ,
right?
That's it. You know, I mean, why shouldn't you have your own song? I think that's great.
Yeah, I'm googling it right now. Exactly. To see if we can pull it up. I don't know if we're gonna be able to.
It might be on the OZ site. I got it right here.
I pulled up Derek Freeman WZ show theme song, and WKRP in Cincinnati came up.
I mean, unless somebody, I mean, it wouldn't be online because I only play it during my show. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't play, like, it's not uploaded to, like, SoundCloud or anything.
Gotcha.
So maybe I should do that. So when you Google it, it'll come up now because you just, I'm like, I should just hear it. That's the part people hate. But,
I love it. I wish you could see the pantomime.
WWOZ 90.7 FM.
Spam! Dude, come on. Who can object to that?
Are you kidding? Charlie, dude, I love it.
How can you object to that?
I don't know. There's haters, dog. That's what we were just talking about. There's haters.
What should happen out of that is that everyone should get their theme song going on. Come on.
They should. If they were smart, they would just hire me to do theirs for them.
Exactly.
Instead of being fucking haters. Like, exactly. I'll do your theme song for you if you just stop being a fucking punk about it.
Yeah, why don't you like good shit? Instead of hating on it. I think that's probably a good note to end on, given that we had like 15 minutes and we're probably what into it.
Yeah, I don't know. Where are we at here? We are about 13 minutes into the segment.
We got some plugs.
Yeah.
For your upcoming shows.
I also have weed in the car, so we should just smoke some of that.
There you go.
There's weed.
Oh,
one last question.
Sorry.
What?
No,
I know. Look, weed's legal. Not
okay,
here,
plugs. All right, so we're playing Jazz Fest this Friday, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Which stage?
At Lamb Stage, 12:40, and then
Soul
Brass Band. The Saturday night we're opening off of Wyclef Jean at the House of Blues.
Holy shit! Thanks.
And I'm also jamming with him because he's having like a whole jam session with a bunch of us. Me and Nigel Hall and Cyril Neville and Big Sam. You know, all the usual.
Yeah.
And then Monday, though, is what I'm really excited about. Oh, and then Sunday I'm broadcasting from the fest with Soul Sister.
Good
luck.
We
talked about earlier. Yeah, so that's my try not to get fired moment of the year. and then Monday, though, I'm excited about it because Monday we're opening up for Red Barat. Which is awesome because that's full circle.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
Wow. Where's that at?
I like how you're like, I'm playing with Wyclef Jean, but look, Monday.
God
damn.
That's cool. No.
That's what we got.
Does Lonnie Smith still do his Blue Nile like Tuesday and weekends?
Yeah. Well, it's at I think it's at One Eye now.
Is it?
Maybe
that's
somewhere else.
That's one of my favorites.
It's somewhere though. Yeah. It's happening. Yeah.
Sweet. Well, good. Well, Derek, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, man. That was a ball, pleasure. It's awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah, we'll do it again.
Yeah.
And have a great Jazz
Fest. Get me and Aaron on together. when basketball season starts again. Or
done.
Actually, you should get us one football.
For football. No, it's going to be football.
You know, we sit, I know Aaron's thought about 6-4-5, right? Y'all right. had that conversation about the section we sit in the dome?
No.
Gotta, okay, cool. What's we'll that? Right, go ahead.
We're gonna
next time, yeah, we'll do that. Football right. season. Cool, yo.
But look, everybody have a great Jazz Fest. Be safe out there. Have fun. And thank you for tuning in, too. It's a Good Life, Babe. Jeff and Joel's Tales from New Orleans. We appreciate you tuning in.
See you next time.